Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks: Rapid STM Advantage, Ucore Rare Metals Inc. TUCU, OTQX UURAF, pushes forward with next-gen RE processing. Ucore Rare Metals Inc., a Western-aligned player in the rare earth element supply chain race, is advancing with its Rapid SX separation technology in U.S.-backed strategic metals complex in Louisiana. The company aims to start commercial RE output by the half of 2026, supported by an $18.4 million Department of Defense grant and a feedstock agreement with Greenland's Tanbreeze project. With a focus on reducing Western reliance on Chinese supply chains, Ucore's Rapid SX platform offers a smaller, faster, and potentially cleaner alternative to traditional methods, positioning the company as a key player in reshaping the global REE processing landscape.
A news breaks: Micropolis Holding Co. NYSEMRP partners with Swedish firms to develop autonomous box cleaner robot. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol MCRP, has partnered with Helsingborgs Hamn AB and MCS Robotics AB to develop an autonomous robotic cleaning system called the Box Cleaner. This innovative system, built on the Micropolis M2 platform, utilizes AI-driven navigation and edge computing architecture to deliver precise cleaning while reducing water, energy, and labor costs. Initial trials at Helsingborgs Hamn will provide valuable operational data to enhance performance before planned commercial rollouts in Europe and the Middle East. Micropolis is a UAE-based company known for its expertise in unmanned ground vehicles, AI systems, and smart infrastructure for various applications.
Angkor Resources advances drilling plans on Block 8 oil and gas license, Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp. announces plans for oil and gas drilling on Block 8 in Cambodia. Enercam Resources completed 350 line kilometers of 2D seismic in September 2025, identifying significant closed anticlines. CEO Delaine Weeks confirms intent to drill exploratory wells in 2026. Technical advisor Dr. David Johnson highlights the potential for hydrocarbon accumulation, emphasizing the need for drilling to prove the prospects. The company is sourcing a drilling rig and equipment to commence drilling, aiming to be the first to drill onshore wells in Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp. is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, working on mineral and energy solutions in Canada and Cambodia. Enercam Exploration Limited, a subsidiary, is involved in gas carbon capture and oil production in Canada. Angkor Gold Corp. in Cambodia holds mineral exploration licenses in copper and gold, while Enercam Resources focuses on onshore oil and gas exploration in Block 8.
Silvercorp Metals Inc., YSASVM, points to value potential amid rising gold and silver prices. Silvercorp Metals Inc., a Canadian precious metals producer, has seen its shares more than double in 2025 amid rising gold and silver prices. Despite this, the company believes its stock may not fully reflect its business fundamentals and growth prospects. The development of the El Domo copper-gold project in Ecuador is expected to increase revenues by 50% upon commissioning in late 2026. Silvercorp Metals reported $81.3 million in revenues from silver, gold, lead, and zinc sales in its most recent quarter, with over $600 million in profits since 2006, returning over $200 million to investors. Silver, in particular, has outperformed gold, climbing over 68% this year, and recently surpassing its 2011 all-time high. For more information, visit the company's website at silvercorpmetals.com.
Hydromer Inc., reports preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended September 30, 2025. Hydromer Inc., a leader in hydrophilic, thromboresistant, and antimicrobial coating technologies for medical devices, reported preliminary unaudited financial results for the quarter ended September 30, 2025. The company generated $0.91 million in revenue, an 11% increase from the same period in 2024, with a net income of $53,000. CEO Michael Torti highlighted continued top-line growth, profitability, and customer loyalty. Hydromer remains focused on new product development, infrastructure investments, and plans to address the low valuation of Hydai stock. The company is committed to operational efficiency, customer partnerships, and next-generation technology development. Hydromer Inc. is an ISO 9001:2015 global B2B surface modification and coating solutions provider based in Concord, NC, serving customers worldwide in various industries. Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes term sheet to acquire state-of-the-art engineering business. With strong defense and mining connections, Western Australia, Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, a leading developer of autonomous mobile communications and security platforms, has signed a term sheet to acquire a precision manufacturing company in Western Australia. The acquisition, valued at $7.7 million, will enhance SciTech's production capabilities and support local manufacturing for its Nexus 20 and future products. The acquired company, with revenue exceeding $7.4 million and EBITDA of more than $1.9 million, strengthens SciTech's position in defense manufacturing. This strategic move enables SciTech to scale production, improve supply chain control, and advance delivery of its communication systems. The acquisition also provides immediate eligibility for defense tenders and projects requiring DISP membership, enhancing Australia's manufacturing sovereignty.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.